Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, it's Monday, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something a little bit different today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on the women in real estate. That's right. Today is Ladies' Day at the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So what am I getting at? Well, what I'm going to do for you today is I'm going to present some feedback on a couple of properties that women have acquired, rehabbed, put back into service, and made available for wonderful people to rent. And these ladies have done everything correctly. These are students of Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, let's be honest with you. They're really members. Now, our members are also students because everything that we do is focused on helping them to achieve financial freedom. And we do so by providing a very solid educational program so that when you become a member, you can do the exact same things. And what I'm going to do for you today is I'm going to give you some feedback on who these ladies are, why they got involved with real estate investing, and then we're going to talk about some properties that they actually presented to our membership through a event that we call Case Study, which is an opportunity for members to stand up in front of the membership, so to speak, and provide feedback on deals that they acquired, that they rehabilitated, that they put back into service, and they're changing their lives one home at a time. And I'll tell you what, the ladies that provided the feedback for today's show, they've done some great things because the properties that they renovated, well, they acquired, renovated, you know where I'm going there. They did all of this during the pandemic. So if you're one of those people that has been very concerned about the pandemic, you've been concerned that, you know, you have to shut your life down. I don't think that's the case. And these two ladies will prove to you that even in a pandemic, you can change your life by correctly investing in real estate. Now, the first property that I'm going to tell you about is owned by a lady by the name of Jennifer. Now, Jennifer and her husband, Aaron, they became members in Lifestyles Unlimited last year, back in 2019. Now, Jennifer, she's an IT person. I mean, she knows all that IT stuff. And she's been doing that for about the last 15 years. Now, her husband, Aaron, well, he does professional remodeling. So he's pretty busy out and about doing things. Now, one of the reasons that the two of them decided to become members at Lifestyles Unlimited was the fact that Jennifer had witnessed another Lifestyles Unlimited member actually retire himself and his family by investing in real estate. And when she started talking to this person, she started to realize that she wanted to get that same result. And he was a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And he said to her, you need to go check out one of their free workshops. You need to make sure that, you know, this is a good fit for you. So she did that. But here's the other thing about Jennifer. She actually had to overcome something that maybe you would not have to overcome. And what I'm getting at is this. She had a real fear of real estate investing. And it was a real fear. And even though she had no previous experience herself in real estate investing, when she was a child, She saw her father dabble in real estate. And I think the key word is dabble, because his results were not very good. As a matter of fact, she saw her family file for bankruptcy after several failed investment ventures that her father did. But she didn't let that stop her. She decided that she could do things differently, and that her membership in Lifestyles Unlimited was just the thing that she needed to get the ball rolling. You know, once she became a member, she did what all of our members do. She obtained a proper education in real estate investing. She built a solid team around her, and then she took action and got busy. And I'll tell you what, she got busy. Since joining last year, she's already acquired 5 properties. Now, the single family home that she presented to our membership at a recent case study was the 5th of her 5 acquisitions. And, you know, her short-term plan is to obtain enough cash to start investing passively in multifamily deals and to potentially retire in the next 5 years. And to be honest with you, I think she's going to get it done. Long-term, they want to have all the funds necessary to completely retire both of them so that they're not stuck working until the age of 60, 65, or 70. You know, that game plan that most of us were taught by society. So the property that she acquired is in a place called Kyleen, Texas. Now, Kyleen, Texas is known for Fort Hood, one of the largest maneuver areas in the country for the United States Army. And all 5 of the properties that she owns are in Kyleen, but she lives in San Antonio. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the property and why so far away.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So in the last segment, I was giving you some background on Jennifer and her real estate investing career so far. And I mean, she's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for a little less than 2 years, and she's already acquired 5 single family homes. And those single family homes are creating a difference for her economically within her household. Now, one of the things that she chose to do is to invest in a place called Kyleen, Texas. And Kyleen, Texas is primarily a military town. A lot of investors, they're not interested in investing in a location where it appears that the majority of the jobs are military. And part of the reason for that is the military tends to be very transient. And trust me, after doing 27 years in the military, I know about being transient. We were moving every, you know, like 2 to 3 years, it seemed like. So many investors will shy away from a location like that. But not Jennifer, because she was born and raised in Kyleen, Texas. As a matter of fact, she knows that entire town like the back of her hand. So it did not bother her one bit to invest in a place that she fully understands. Now, she doesn't live in Kyleen. No, she lives way down in San Antonio. So there's a little bit of a distance there. But we absolutely believe in the concept of invest where it makes sense and live where you want. Because when you build a dynamic team around you and you know what you're doing when it comes to properly investing in real estate, you can achieve that. Now, the property that she presented is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, 1,500 square feet. I mean, when you talk about bread and butter properties, that's the definition of bread and butter properties. Okay, not everything that we buy is a perfect 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage at 1,500 square feet. But this one is. And the property was built in 1992. Now, overall, condition-wise, it wasn't in bad shape, but it needed some updating. You know, it still had all of the original 1992 elements in it. So, you know, we're talking about something that's about, 28 years of age. And she said that when she went to go look at it, there was a huge stack of realtor cards on the kitchen counter, which means that there was a lot of interest, but for whatever reason, nobody acquired the property. So she thought, well, maybe there's something fundamentally wrong with the property. But when she investigated, that wasn't the case. She really couldn't understand why it was still on the market, other than the fact that it was just kind of ugly. So what did she do? She bought it. And she did a great job in this investment. Now, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to explain to you the 5 different ways that she makes money on this particular property. And I'm going to forewarn you and tell you that the results that she achieved on this property are not the usual results all of us get. This property is kind of a home run, and it has to do with the amount of money that came out of her pocket to do this deal. The property, she was able to buy it for $80,000. When she had it rehabbed and had it reappraised, the new value of the property came in at $130,000. She had an initial equity in this property of $50,000 before she did anything. Now, she did have to do some modernization, some upgrading, but not a ton of heavy lifting. As a matter of fact, she spent about $6,500 to do the improvements. And because she acquired the property properly using hard money, and use that hard money not only for the acquisition, but for the majority of the repairs, she had closing and holding costs of about $11,000 because she had to do a double escrow. In other words, she had to cure that hard money loan once she had the property stabilized, and then in doing so, put on long-term financing. Don't worry about all that stuff. We teach you all those things. So her net equity was just north of $32,000. Now get this. Her cash out of pocket to do this deal, $1,635. Yeah, you heard me correctly. $1,635. Man, I'll tell you what, that is a home run. When you look at her return on the capital gain, which is basically taking the cash out of pocket and dividing it by the net equity captured, she's got close to 2,000% return on her money. Now, she's getting $1,200 a month in rent for that property. And her monthly cash flow after she pays the associated expenses with operating that property comes in at $359 per month. That's money that goes into her pocket. That's one of the ways we make money in real estate. She's getting a 263% return on her investment just from the cash flow. Not to mention that it's really 1,978% return on capital gains, which is another way we make money. We capture equity in these properties. So when you look at the fact that she's getting an annual cash flow stream of about $4,300 per month, She's able to offset that based on a thing called depreciation. So the IRS says that you depreciate property over time. And by doing that, you get a paper loss on the property. Well, that paper loss comes in at about $4,700, which gives her a negative tax liability of $419. She can use that additional tax depreciation to offset other income streams. It's just another way we make money in real estate. Now, this property is most likely going to appreciate over time. We have learned that properties have a tendency to appreciate and double in value about every 20 years, faster in some places, slower in other places. But at the end of the day, the property has the potential to go up in value. So what I do is I do just a simple analysis and I say, okay, let's just say the appreciation is only about 3.5% per year. Well, she's going to get about $14,000 in appreciation of the value of that property over the next 3 years, which is going to take her projected future value of that property up to $144,000. Yeah, really cool stuff. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to finish up the analysis of Jennifer's property. I've got some more facts and figures to give you. And then I'm going to tell you about Carla's investment. You're going to want to hear this one too. Stick around.
Dell Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, what I'm doing is giving you some feedback from an event that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's called Case Study. And what case study is an opportunity for us as members to learn from the success of other members who are doing real estate deals. Now, not everybody wants to do that, but plenty of people understand the concept of helping others. And as a result of that concept, that was how Case Study was born within our organization, is an opportunity for our members to give back to other members and to basically show them what is going on in the current environment with real estate investing. Now, I was talking about a deal that one of our members by the name of Jennifer did. And this particular deal, I think, is kind of a home run. Not because of any grand thing that Jennifer did with regards to cash flow or principal pay down or appreciation over time or cash on cash returns. Where I think this deal was a home run is based on the fact when all the dust settled, her actual out of pocket to do this deal, in other words, the amount of money that she put into the deal was $1,635. You heard me correctly. $1,635. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, these kind of deals don't show up every day, but they are out there. And when you know what you're looking for and you know how to analyze property, you can find deals like this. When you do the analysis with regards to all the different returns that this property is providing for her and her family, it's pretty cool. I mean, she captured over $32,000 in equity in this property. And when you divide that by the fact that she only put about $1,635 into the property from her wallet, she's got a 1,978% return on capital gains. It's awesome. It's really awesome. And she learned how to do this stuff by being a member at Lifestyles Unlimited and surrounding herself with a quality mentor, like-minded people, and she built a wonderful team around her. Now, this was the fifth of five properties that she's acquired so far in her less than 2 years as a member. And I'll tell you what, when you look at her portfolio and what that portfolio is doing for her, those five properties are producing almost $2,500 a month in passive income for her and her family. That's income she can use for anything that she wants. The other neat thing, because she is focused on capturing equity in properties, she wants that wealth. The current equity that she has in all five properties that she owns is almost $200,000. That's $200,000 of wealth that she wouldn't have had if she was still stuck with fear, you know, based on what had happened to her father when she was a child. I think it's really cool. Her short-term plan is to obtain enough cash to start investing passively in multifamily deals. And she plans to retire in the next 5 years. And long-term wise, it's to have the funds necessary to start a private practice for somebody else in her family and to help others without concerns for money. I think that's pretty cool. And her advice to you, overcome your fears. And you can do so by getting a solid education that keeps you focused on the goals that you set for yourself. You know, it really takes the guesswork out of the entire process. And if you have a qualified mentor on your team, tell you what, that in itself is a game changer. You really need to have a qualified mentor assisting you. And a qualified mentor is just somebody who has gone before you, who has achieved the results that you're trying to achieve. And she's got a great one. She has an absolutely great one. And she talks to him frequently. Let me switch gears a little bit and let me talk to you about Carla. Now, Carla has a really interesting story. See, her husband is career military. And as a result of that, they moved around the globe a lot. Now, Carla went to school to become a teacher. She's got her education degree. She's got all of her certifications to teach. But the problem that she had was based on the fact that they were moving so much, it was difficult for her to really get any kind of career up and running. Because, I mean, you know, you look at it this way. When you roll into town as a military family and you start looking for jobs, especially in education, there aren't necessarily a lot of jobs that are just sitting there waiting for you to have. And you kind of have to wait to, you know, for time to occur so that you can get a position. And if you get a position, then it's the domino effect of how long can you hold that position before you move again. So as a result of that, she found it very difficult to find and maintain consistent teaching positions because of the requirement to move as frequently as they did. Now, one of the reasons that she joined Lifestyles Unlimited was based on a friendship that she had. There's a lady by the name of Trisha that she's known for a very long time. And Trisha's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And along the way, the two were talking with each other. And Trisha basically told Carla, you really ought to consider doing this. Well, when Carla started getting serious about doing this, they were living in England. And now, living in England is not a reason to not get started. We have international members. But when Carla's husband was transferred from England to San Antonio, which is where Trisha lived, she saw that as an opportunity to actually pull the trigger, become a member, and to get a real estate education going and make up for a lot of lost time. And even though she didn't have any previous experience in real estate investing, she didn't let that stop her. She actually became a member in April of this year. Yeah, you got it. Right at the height of the pandemic. But she didn't let that stop her either, because she went to work starting to change her life. And at a recent case study event, Carla shared with everybody her first single family property acquisition. And I'll tell you what, it's a pretty decent property. It really is. And we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about the property. I'm going to give you the numbers. I'm going to talk about the five ways she's making money in real estate. So stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm talking about Carla's experience with her first income-producing property acquisition. And she did a great job. She really did. You know, what she did was she bought a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage home, about 1,800 square feet. And this thing's it's a little newer. It was built in 2012. So that's, what, 8 years old? You know, overall, the property was in good condition. But as she admits, it was still a bit dated. It still looked like a 2012 property. And interestingly enough, whoever had been living in the property prior to her buying it, they liked different colors on the walls in different rooms. So the property was just kind of like interesting. Yeah. But, you know, paint is pretty easy to fix. So she did that. She fixed all that paint. And she had to do a few other things to the property. But what was really perfect about this property for her was that this particular property did not require her to do a heavy rehab. And that's not something that she was interested in doing for her first investment. So this thing was like the perfect property for her. And because she built a solid team of professionals around her, the acquisition, the rehab, and the leasing process were just incredibly smooth for her. And her job in the whole thing is to orchestrate everything, to make sure that everything is flowing. Now, let me tell you about the financials on the deal. So this particular property, she bought it for $150,000. It appraised, after she finalized the rehab, at $200,000. You heard me correctly. So she initially had $50,000 in equity to work with. She did spend some money on rehab. She spent about $5,500, and her closing and holding costs were about $18,000. So at the end of the day, when you take those costs off, her net equity captured was about $26,000, actually a little bit more than $26,000. And by the way, equity, that translates into wealth for you. That goes right onto your balance sheet. Now, her cash out of pocket, almost $15,000. That's what she had to take out of her own funds to actually do this deal. But because she used a hard money loan to acquire the property and to do the rehab, and then once the rehab was done, she found a great resident to live in that property and put that property into what we call stabilization, because she put a lease on the property, she was able to go to a conventional lender and refinance that property out. And as a result of that, it was less than $15,000 out of her pocket. Now, when you look at her return on capital gain, which is taking that 26,000 plus number and dividing it by the almost $15,000 cash out of pocket, she's getting 178% return on that capital gain. In other words, by investing almost $15,000, she obtained over $26,000 in equity. Now, it doesn't stop there, because she's getting cash flow on this property. This property is producing a positive cash flow of $310 per month. That's after all the expenses associated with operating that property are taken care of. That's money that she puts into her pocket every month. And it's considered passive income because she doesn't have to do anything really to get that money. So her annual cash flow on this property is $3,720. Now, when you look at what her cash on cash return is, she's getting 25% return on her investment based on the cash on cash. The other interesting thing about this property is she's able to take depreciation on this property. In other words, the IRS says you'll depreciate real estate investments over time, because in the IRS's philosophy, improvements made on property deteriorate over time. So she's going to get about $7,000 a year in depreciation write-offs, which means that $3,700 that she's getting in annual cash flow, she's not going to pay any taxes on it. As a matter of fact, the rest of that depreciation can be used to offset other income streams. Talk to your CPA about that. I'm not a CPA, but it's pretty cool, isn't it? That property has potential to go up in value over time. Now, we know that property values have a tendency to double every 20 years, faster in some places, slower in others. But if you look at the potential for appreciation, and I'm only calculating it at 3.5%, although I've seen some recent information that tells me that properties in the San Antonio market are actually appreciating around 5 to 6%, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to stay conservative on this. That property over 3 years should go up in value almost $22,000 more. So that's additional value that she's getting over time. So her projected future value after 3 years, $221,744. Pretty cool stuff. Now, one of the other neat features about owning property and having the correct amount of leverage on it, in other words, putting a loan on that property so that you don't have all of your cash tied up. As a result of having a mortgage on that property, part of that mortgage payment goes towards interest. Part of that mortgage payment goes towards principal. And over time, that property is going to pay down about $1,650 against that principal in about a 3 year period of time, thereby also increasing the equity that she has in that particular property. Now, one of the neat things I think about this property is the fact that, let's say we go forward in time 3 years, and let's say that, you know, based on that $150,000 price that she paid for the property, and the fact that she is going to have appreciation on this property, she's going to have an opportunity in the future in about 3 years, or maybe 5 years, depending on what her holding plan is, to sell that property and get a lot of equity out of this property. And then by doing something called a 1031 exchange, she can move all of that money into follow-on property, whether it's one property or several properties. The mechanism is there for her to do that. And by doing so, she's going to defer any taxes. And that's what gives her the ability to move all that money. Or she may decide to do a cash out refinance. In other words, not even sell the property, still retain that property. And by doing that, she would take cash out of the property tax-free. because the IRS doesn't care what you do when it comes to debt structure on your property. That you can refinance it over and over and over again, keep pulling money out if that's what you choose to do. They only care if you transfer title. If you transfer title, that's what triggers capital gains taxes. So she's got some pretty interesting options on the table for her, and I think it's really cool. You know, she's actually on track to acquire 3 more houses by the next summer. And in the interim, she's already buying her second house, and it's not even the end of the year. She also wants to get involved in multifamily investing. She wants to invest passively into apartment communities. I'll tell you what, she started rock solid and her potential is incredible. Now, her advice to you, you need to take action. You need to get educated, identify your mentor, build your team, and follow the Lifestyles Unlimited map. And if you want to figure out how to get that started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.